50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
It's Monday, back to the work week.
Absolutely.
Hopefully everybody had a great weekend.
I did have a good week, except for when I, on Saturday, I had some peanut butter punch, which is a good treat that Caribbeans like to make, and I had it with some Fig Newtons.
Okay.
So then on Sunday, I had a real S-y day, since I can't say the word that rhymes with Liddy that starts with an S.
Poopy day.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't good for your stomach.
Definitely wasn't good for my stomach. So I spent all day on the toilet, emptying my butt, and then my Dallas Cowboys lost.
Yes, they sure did. And shout out to my Giants.
Sounds like a great weekend.
My Giant fans out there. Woo-hoo!
Relax.
No.
Relax.
So it was the Giants versus the Cowboys?
Yes.
Oh, God. Yes. Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
No, actually, I did watch that game because I was concerned to see. I know Envy's a Giants fan. I know Charlamagne is a Cowboys fan. So I was wondering who was going to win.
We got to fix a couple of things at the Giants, but I'm just happy Victor Cruz, it was his return after 2 years. Give him a round of applause, Victor Cruz.
I didn't realize Victor Cruz hasn't played in 700 days. I guess because when you live in the tri-state area, when you live in the New York, New Jersey area, you hear about Victor Cruz
and
so
you see
much.
Him.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't out for a year. I didn't know he was out for the
2 years.
700 plus days, they said.
And he looked good. He looked good. Every time he would catch the ball and he would celebrate, I would be so scared that, you know, another player would give him a high five and push him over and then it hurt his knee. But he looked good. He did the little salsa dance. He got us a touchdown.
Yeah, there's a lot of Dominicans, a lot of Spanish people on Instagram and social media yesterday with white jeans on and New York Giants jerseys. I saw whole families of Dominicans with New York Giants on.
It was only pro
New
style.
York Giants jerseys. It was. I was subtweeting pro style all day long yesterday.
Pro style
is a DJ that works here
at iHeart Radio.
At iHeart, and I'm just subtweeting them all day. Him and his wife and his child, white jeans, New York Giants jerseys. So Dominican.
Well, shout out to all the Giants fans out there. We got to win. Next week's going to be a tough one, but we're going to have to
pull that
one out.
The Saints going to bust y'all ass, but let's talk about the America's team. Drop on the clues bomb for my Dallas Cowboys. We look decent. Give us a half a bomb. There you go. Stop.
We look decent.
Y'all look decent.
We did. We look decent. Dak Prescott for a rookie quarterback, he looks solid. Ezekiel Elliott, he looked decent.
Yo, your team got a lot of money, man. It was 92,000 in attendance.
Listen, man, we're going to make America's team great again.
The owner flew in on a helicopter. I'm like,
as he should.
Goodness gracious, they got a lot of bread.
You see my shirt and my hat this morning. We're going to make America's team great again, damn it.
Well, you guys lost.
Shows you all of that fanfare for nothing, man.
It's not for nothing. It's called loyalty. All right. I'm a Dallas Cowboy lifer.
Through
the ups and through the downs, okay?
All right.
I was a little young buck in the 90s. When we was the dynasty, one day we're going to get that back.
And I don't know about that.
I like what Dak's doing, okay? We're going to be all right.
I don't know about that. Shout out to Big Boo G-Man now.
Big Boo G-Man?
I said Big Blue.
Who's your Big Boo G?
You just said Big Blue.
You said Big Blue.
You said Big Blue. Wow. All right, man. Big up to your Boo G-Man. Wow.
And also, shout out to everybody that was in Canada. I know they listen. I don't know how they listen every morning. In Winnipeg. I was in Winnipeg over the weekend. I had a great time in Canada. Shout out to, there's a lot of people that play hockey. And I think they're the Winnipeg Jets. They listen, too, so shout to them as well.
But one more thing, too. I just want to say that my Dallas Cowboys did throw that game yesterday.
No, they didn't.
Because it was 9-11, and you can't have both New York teams lose on 9-11.
Get out of here.
The Jets already had lost, so, you know, you kind of got to commend Terrence Williams.
Get out of here.
For that baffle at the end of the game, because that was all.
Rookie mistake.
He did that for New York.
It was a hard one.
Whatever makes you sleep at night, man.
No, he didn't. Shut up. They lost. They were trying to win. All right, well, let's get into front page news. What are we talking about, Yeezy?
Hillary Clinton, she fainted. We'll tell you what was wrong with her.
She makes me nervous now.
Whoa.
She makes me nervous.
Whoa.
No, because when we interviewed her, she was coughing like crazy. She was coughing like crazy, like she got something.
Whoa.
And then she passed out. That's making me a little nervous.
Whoa, Hill.
Okay. We'll talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Sorry Beyonce.
Sorry.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, week one of the NFL, the Ravens beat the Bills. The Texans beat the Bears. The Eagles beat the Browns. The Packers beat the Jaguars. The Bucks beat the Falcons. The Vikings beat the Titans. The Raiders beat the Saints. The Chiefs beat the Chargers in overtime. Seahawks beat the Dolphins. The Lions beat the Colts. The Bengals beat the Jets. Sorry, Jets fans. The Patriots beat the Cardinals. And the Giants destroyed the Cowboys.
No, they didn't. The Giants won 20-19. The Cowboys let them win because you can't have both New York teams lose on 9/11.
It's not true. The Giants
actually
beat the Cowboys.
Give a round of applause to Terrence Williams for, you know, being a stand-up American.
Stop it now. The Steelers play the Redskins and the Rams play the 49ers tonight. Now, let's talk about what happened with a lot of these NFL players, Yee.
Well, after all the controversy, you know, yesterday was the 15-year anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. And a lot of football players are NFL players are now taking a stand or taking a seat during the national anthem in protest of the mistreatment of people of color in the United States. Now, the Seattle Seahawks actually joined arms while standing during the national anthem. Several players that were playing on the Miami Dolphins kneeled. And that's what Brandon Marshall did on the Denver Broncos on Thursday as well. So a lot of people are now expressing themselves. Now, the Chiefs released a statement after they had their own demonstration. They said, after having a number of thoughtful discussions as a group regarding our representation during the national anthem, we decided collectively to lock arms as a sign of solidarity. It was our goal to be unified as a team and to be respectful of everyone's opinions and the remembrance of 9/11.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people upset about that, saying they're disrespecting the victims of 9/11. Standing for the victims of 9/11 and standing for the flag are two different things. That's why a lot of teams did two different ceremonies. They had the national anthem, then they had, you know, ceremonies for 9/11.
Right.
And if a lot of these white people in positions of power and a lot of these white celebrities, these white people with voices, if they were outraged over police killings of unarmed black men as they were over people not standing for the flag, we wouldn't have these problems.
Right. Now let's talk about Hillary Clinton, her health issues.
Well, hours after she stumbled and exited a 9/11 commemoration ceremony, people said that she fainted. She was overheated. She was dehydrated. According to her doctor, she has pneumonia.
Whoa!
That makes me a little nervous.
They said now she is rehydrated. She is recovering nicely. But some people are calling into question her health because she had a two-minute coughing fit during an event in Cleveland last week. She blamed that on allergies.
She coughed
she said,
with us.
Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic. Yeah, when she was on The Breakfast Club, she had a bit of a coughing fit as well. So some people are saying that she... perhaps. And of course, it's Donald Trump and his people saying she might be facing a health crisis. But according to her own doctor who has spoken on the record, she is in perfect health.
I mean, the government spent all that money cloning Gucci, man. They need to clone Hillary and let the clone make all the public appearances to prevent stuff like this from happening.
Right.
And that $400 million Soulja Boy guy should be used in the help of cloning Miss Hillary Clinton.
Well, she, okay. I mean,
well,
it was
they
hot.
Released the results of her most recent physical exam, which happened last year. So it has, like, her blood pressure, everything, her heart rate, her
that don't
cholesterol.
Mean nothing.
I don't want to hear about her being hot, okay? Because she's been wearing them pantsuits every season.
That's true.
For her whole life. Now, all of a sudden, she hot. But maybe, though, it's a combination of menopause and them damn pants.
But not for nothing. Like, how many 70-year-old people that we know that don't need help doing something?
A lot.
She's 68 years old, yes.
She's 70. You might as well round it up. She's 70.
Don't round it up. Don't do that to her. Don't do
okay,
that to
well,
her.
She's 68.
There's a lot of 70-year-old people that need help doing something.
And then you got to understand, it's very stressful.
Yeah.
Running for president.
Running around. Yeah, she's like a DJ on tour right now. She's going city to city, party to party. She's really running around.
Yeah, man.
That's stressful. It'd be stressed out for me.
Honestly, Grandma needed to have her feet kicked up, okay? But she really don't have an excuse, because if Bernie Sanders ain't out here almost fainting,
you're right,
and he's 173, and when John McCain ran for president, he was 337 years old,
you're right,
and I ain't never seen him faint, Hillary just got to, you know, stand up, toughen up, bro.
All right. Okay. And that's
maybe Hillary was trying to kneel for the national anthem and they wouldn't let her. They was like, no, we can't do this.
Though,
that's too much pandering, Hillary. Maybe that's
very extremely strenuous schedule that she has right now. So I think no matter how old you are, it's definitely not easy.
It's
going to
get worse, too.
We figured it out. Hillary was trying to kneel for the national anthem. She was trying to make a stand, and her people stopped it. It was like, no, that's too much pandering.
Gotcha.
That's too much pandering.
You stand. You got to
stand
right now.
You got to for the national anthem. Don't do it on 9/11. Yeah, don't do it. You used to be Secretary of... whatever. What was it? Secretary of State from New York? What was the title?
I don't remember.
But whatever it was, Hillary was trying to kneel for the national anthem and they wouldn't let her.
You figured it out.
That's what it was.
All right. All right, well, that's front page news. I'm glad you figured that out. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe you had a bad morning. Whatever it may be, 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
This is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo. For real, I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. For real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like, that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like, I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
I've always liked Charlamagne Tha God. He's usually on point. I like that he says that Jay-Z's top number one, but I've seen him kind of, you know, change his opinion on Drake, and he hasn't really given good ideas just since he got champagne or whatever.
Oh, God. How has my opinion changed on Drake? I have the same opinion of Drake that I had
first
before.
First of all, you used to call him soft and you used to, like, criticize him. Now you're saying, like, well, Kendrick and J. Cole are above him. And now you said on DJ Vlad that he's the top dog.
First of all, Kendrick and J. Cole, personal preference are, to me, better than Drake, but Drake is the most popular rapper. Like,
he is. He's the biggest rapper right now.
I still don't like when Drake sings. I like when he raps. But me, personally, I like Kendrick and Cole better. What's the problem?
Hello, who's this?
What's going on? It's Mike from Connecticut, man.
Mike, why are you talking so tough? Why are you so mad? You seem aggressive.
Nah, not aggressive, man. I'm just upset that Weezy and Baby is officially done, man. I heard this diss track that Weezy put out, man, talking about Baby.
I heard that this weekend.
It's over. Yeah, man. It's over. I'm mad about that.
I'm sure they could patch it up. I mean,
no, they can't.
I don't know. It seems like it's beyond that.
They can't patch it up because Birdman can't pay Wayne the money he on.
If he paid him, they patch it up.
They could patch it up. They've been together since what?
No, I want my money. I don't think Birdman got the money to pay him. This is Charlamagne Tha God talking about Birdman once again. I don't think he has the money to pay Lil Wayne.
Hello, who's this?
Chills calling from the Queen City, originally from the May 803 stand-up.
803, we out here. What's happening, Charlotte, this morning? What's going on?
Why you mad, mama?
Ain't nothing. I'm mad that Charlamagne is still repping Cowboys.
What you want me to do?
That's never going to stop.
It's so sad, isn't it? No matter how many times they fail, you're going to keep repping them. But shout out to y'all. I watch every morning. Envy, you the sexiest man alive.
Ow.
How he the sexiest man alive? He work with the sexiest man alive.
No, he don't.
I doubt it, Solomon. You know, I love you. I'm a cell with cancer, but... Nah.
But nah.
Thank you, mama.
You like them rad boys.
I keep being sexy for you, mama.
All I know
that's right.
All I know is my daddy's a Cowboy fan, and, you know, this is how we going to ride it till the wheels fall off, okay?
That's a shame.
And then people always ask me, why are you not a Carolina Panthers fan? I'm older than the Panthers. I'm older than that franchise, okay?
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Love, Tory Lanez. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Hopefully, everybody had a great weekend. You enjoyed the weekend.
Happy Born Day to my guy, 2 Chainz, man.
2 Chainz?
Today's 2 Chainz Born Day.
Happy birthday to 2 Chainz. I think Ludacris' birthday was yesterday.
Yesterday.
And you know what? Shout out to Fabulous. Fabulous had the 15th anniversary of his debut album, Ghetto Fabulous. He had a dinner last night for that. He invited everybody that had to do something with the album, whether you're a producer, engineer, or artist on there. So shout out to him. I couldn't make the dinner. I actually produced a joint on his album. And I remember him calling me 15 years ago and asking, yo, did I have any beats? So I gave him 30. He picked one beat, and he gave me $10,000 for that track. That was my first beat ever sold. So I appreciate you, Fabulous. Shout out to Fab.
You know, Fab was my first radio interview ever.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I saw you guys saying that recently.
Yeah, Fab was my first radio interview ever before that album actually dropped at Z93 Jams in Charleston, South Carolina. My first live radio interview.
Really?
Somebody in the studio. Yep. Not even just in the studio, over the phone. That was my first interview ever.
How'd it go?
It was Fabulous. It was good. It was a real good interview. And everything he said he was going to do,
he did.
Okay. Absolutely.
Well, I don't have any great Fab stories, but happy birthday to Fab.
Why nobody was showing the Blueprint no love yesterday?
I didn't work on the Blueprint album.
Blueprint came out on 9/11.
It sure did, but I produced on Fab's album.
I didn't see nobody bigging up Hov's Blueprint album yesterday.
But wasn't Jay-Z was on your mixtape album you put out?
He definitely was. I always support Jay-Z. I mean, I think some people say I support him too much.
Duh.
Duh.
Who hasn't supported Jay-Z?
Duh. All right. Well, when we come back, we got some rumors. What are we talking about, Yee?
Yes, we'll talk about Lil Wayne, some issues that he's having. He's moving, and like you guys said, he's still got some issues with Birdman that he is discussing. Also, congratulations to Allen Iverson. We do have some of his acceptance speech for his Hall of Fame.
Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, on Friday night, both Shaquille O'Neal and Allen Iverson entered the Basketball Hall of Fame together. Mm-hmm. They both had about 30 minutes to give a speech. Now, let's talk about what Allen Iverson had to say. He talks about Michael Jordan.
There wouldn't be no Hall of Fame Allen Iverson standing at this podium if it wasn't for this guy. He gave me the vision, man. I wanted to be like Mike. The first time I played against him, and I looked at him, and for the first time in my life, a human being didn't look real to me. I can't stop looking at him. Like, I'm looking at his shoes, and I'm like, man, he got on the Jordans. It was my idol. It was my hero.
I understand that. I feel like that when I meet a lot of my idols that I grew up.
Have you met Michael Jordan before?
Never met Michael Jordan. But I feel like that when I met people like Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, absolutely.
All right, well, Allen Iverson also went on to talk about the music that he listened to that inspired him.
I want to thank Biggie Smalls, Redman, Jadakiss, Tupac, and Michael Jackson for being my theme music throughout my career.
Drop on the clues bombs for Allen Iverson.
Absolutely.
I don't know why I was thinking about this weekend. You know how, like, when you look at certain players that are great and they don't have rings, like, they seem ringless, like mm-hmm. Charles Barkley, Karl Malone,
like AI.
Patrick Ewing. AI don't seem ringless to me, though. Like, he seems right. Like a champion. Like, I put him in that realm with the Jordans and the Magics. I don't know why. He don't seem ringless to me.
Almost because he did
he's
it his
great,
way.
He's great even without a ring.
Yeah,
he's a champion
he
without
did it
a ring.
His like, way.
I don't know why. I just don't feel that way about him. I feel mm-hmm. like he was complete.
Right.
All right, now, to celebrate Tupac Shakur, they're doing a one-day pop-up restaurant in Fresno that is inspired by Tupac. Now, what they're going to do is Poa Mecca Cafe is going to serve dishes based on Shakur's personal recipes and those of other musicians. They're doing, like, a California Love chicken sandwich, mm-hmm. a Hennessy apple butter chicken wings, a mac and cheeseburger, and Thug Passion cake pop. And they're also going to be labeling the restroom doors divas and players, and they're going to have design ideas that are inspired by sketches left behind by Tupac.
Yeah, tomorrow.
So that's going to happen.
Tomorrow's the 20th anniversary of his death, right?
Right, yes. So that's all actually going down tomorrow, September 13th, the 20th anniversary of his death.
I don't know why they didn't drop that movie this week.
It should have definitely came out this
and
week.
And I don't know why Angie Martinez has not dropped her full 2.5-hour interview with Tupac that she's been holding on to for over 20 years. Now's the perfect time to let it fly.
All right, Lil Wayne wants to move. Now, after that last 911 swatting incident that happened at his house, he's been trying to sell this house for quite some time, but he's been living in it since he's been trying to sell it. He had no problem just staying there, but now he's saying he's just out of there. He can't take it anymore. He bought the house for just over $12 million back in 2006. It's now listed for $18 million, so hopefully he'll be able to sell that. But in the meantime, he put out a new song called Grateful. He released that on Tidal, which is where he's been releasing a lot of his music, as we know, as of late. And here is a little snippet of him taking some more shots at Cash Money.
And you don't see stunner right next to me. And I won't see stunner right next to me. They can't put no more Weezy baby out. That's that Cash Money vasectomy.
I actually like that record. I don't like the sound effects on Wayne's voice, but I thought it was dope. And Gutta Gutta's on that, too. I think Gutta Gutta's
dope.
Yeah,
Gutta Gutta's on there, too. That's a nice look for Gutta Gutta.
Yeah, and at least Wayne know Birdman ain't gonna write him that check. Because I just don't think Birdman has it to write.
I don't see I don't see why he can't get sued. Like, why is he not getting sued? Like, what's the legality?
That's what Wayne's currently doing.
So he should be able to get a check.
Wayne's currently suing him.
Yeah, they are going through a lawsuit right now. And I think he was probably hoping that they could settle it, but it hasn't been settled. You know, these lawsuits take years.
I don't think Birdman has it to settle. I think if Birdman had the money, he'd have wrote the check for him already. I don't think Birdman has the money.
But I also think there's ways that you could work it out, too, where you're saying, okay, we have this we can give you right now. In the meantime, we're going to give you this amount of money from future endeavors. He can come up with it and figure it out somehow.
And they still got to be cutting them checks, Universal.
Whatever it is, it's absolutely positively wrong. There is no reason for your franchise player, a man you call your son, to ever be in this position because of you. Like, it's just unacceptable.
Well, it is nice that a lot of artists are standing behind Lil Wayne. I know you guys saw Kendrick, and we'll get into this later, him putting out that video where he's actually rapping along with Lil Wayne freestyle, saying he cannot retire, okay?
Yeah,
and
I'm not,
that is your...
Yeah, I'm not a fan of all new Lil Wayne music. I did like that Grateful record, but he's a GOAT. Like, you can't act like Lil Wayne's not a GOAT. You can't act like he's not one of the best to ever do it.
He's one of the best.
And it's probably hard to make music when your mind is on a lot of other things.
On the money.
Not so great, okay? And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about Hillary Clinton and her possibly being sick. We'll tell you about it. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, happy Monday, y'all.
That's right. Back to the work week. Let's get some front page news. Now, the Ravens beat the Bills last night. Texans beat the Bears. Eagles beat the Browns. The Packers beat the Jaguars. The Bucks beat the Falcons. The Vikings beat the Titans. The Raiders beat the Saints. The Chiefs beat the Chargers in overtime. The Seahawks beat the Dolphins. The Lions beat the Colts. The Bengals beat the Jets. Sorry, Jets fans out there. The Patriots beat the Cardinals. And the Giants washed the Cowboys last night. Washed!
They didn't wash them. It was 20-19. The Cowboys let the Giants win because it was the 15th year anniversary of 9/11. You can't have both New York teams lose on 9/11.
That's not true. A win is a win.
Charlamagne, how you feel about your Cowboys so far this year, though? You feel like they're still going to make it, right?
I feel like we're gonna make America's team great again.
He says that every year.
And I feel like we're going to the Super Bowl this year.
He says that every year.
And I feel like Terrence Williams did the right thing, being that it was the 15th year anniversary of 9/11.
Get out of here.
Let the Giants get that W.
Get out of here. Shout to my Giants. I ain't gonna say it now. Tonight, the Steelers play the Redskins and the Rams play the 49ers. Now, let's talk about all the protests.
Well, yesterday was the 15-year anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and the Seattle Seahawks actually joined arms while standing during the national anthem. Now, on the Miami Dolphins, the opposing team, several players from that team did kneel during that, the national anthem. Earlier in the week, Seahawks wide receiver Douglas Baldwin Jr. revealed that the team hoped to honor the country and flag at the game, and that anything, any action they took would be a team thing. So I guess that's what they decided to do. Now, the Seahawks said that they realized that 9/11 is a very important day in our nation's history. So every team probably will be honoring those who serve in camouflage and also those in blue who serve on such a difficult day.
And if you're not, and if you're uncomfortable about people not standing, good, you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the whole point of a protest.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, the Chiefs also released a statement. They said after having a number of thoughtful discussions as a group regarding our representation during the national anthem, we decided collectively to lock arms as a sign of solidarity. It was our goal to be unified as a team and to be respectful of everyone's opinions and the remembrance of 9/11.
And if you're still focusing on players not standing for the flag and the national anthem, as opposed to actually talking about the issues that they are actually protesting, you're part of the problem.
All right. Well, let's talk about Hillary Clinton and her problems.
Well, some people were very concerned about Hillary Clinton's health. It turns out that she does have pneumonia, according to her doctor. It looked like she stumbled a little bit. Some people were saying that she fainted, right? But she was put on antibiotics. She was advised to rest and modify her schedule. But they said she became overheated and dehydrated at an event. And she's now rehydrated and she's recovering very nicely. She's in good health now.
Well, we figured it out this morning. Hillary was actually trying to kneel for the national anthem. And her people was like, nope, that's too much pandering. So they wouldn't allow her to kneel. If you notice, if you watch the video, she tried to take a knee. And her people grabbed her. She did. The national anthem was playing, and her people tried. She tried to take a knee, and her people grabbed her.
They tried to take
a knee. Well, just
a
couple of weeks ago in Cleveland, she did have a 2-minute coughing fit during an event. She said that was because of allergies.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And some people in Trump's camp are trying to say that she's having a health crisis. But according to her very own doctor, she's been, you know, all her blood work is done, her cholesterol is tested, everything, and she's in good health.
Well, yeah, she had a coughing fit here on the Breakfast.
She has pneumonia right now.
She had a coughing fit here on the Breakfast Club, too.
That was months ago.
That was
ago.
In April.
Yeah, that was months
it could
ago.
Be it could be allergies, though. She said it's allergies.
I don't know about no damn allergy.
I asked her if it was medicinal, if she needs some medicinal, and I said, you sound like you've been hitting medicinal. She was like, I need some, so I don't know.
All right, well, let's open up the
phone
lines.
She does yoga, she does swimming, she does walking, she does weight training.
Yeah, I got to see it on video. If it ain't on video, I don't believe none of this.
585-1051, you're right, because we ain't seen none of that on video.
None of this.
And that definitely would have been her swimming, her yoga. She don't look like a swimmer.
First of all, I would want to see that just to see what else Hillary Clinton wears other than pantsuits. I need to see what she swims in. I need to see what she does yoga in. I don't believe you.
800-585-1051. Let's just ask. Does her health scare you? We're talking about Hillary Clinton. Will it affect your vote?
What health issue y'all keep talking about? I told y'all what she was trying to do yesterday. She was trying to kneel for the national anthem.
No,
damn it.
She damn near passed out.
No, she didn't.
And she been coughing like crazy.
She was trying to kneel for the national anthem. Her people grabbed it, so that's too much pandering. You can't do that.
800-585-1051. Does her health scare you? Now, not for nothing. I don't know too many people over 70 years old that don't need help doing something.
Well, she's 68. She's not over 70.
Oh.
She's almost 70.
You can't round up.
68. She's a senior citizen. She get free breakfast at IHOP, bro.
Yes.
That is a fact.
You're a fool. 800-585-1051. While we're talking Hillary Clinton, does her health scare you? Call us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I don't know how to ask you if you're all... That was Jay-Z with Encore. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Jay-Z celebrated the anniversary yesterday, 15th year anniversary of The Blueprint.
Blueprint, yeah.
One of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time.
Absolutely.
Still no better sequence than Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City, Never Changed in the Song Cry.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Jay-Z. Now, we're talking Hillary Clinton, and we're talking her health issues. Now, she has some issues over the weekend, Yee?
Yeah, they were saying that she has pneumonia, and that's why she was feeling a bit overheated, and she has to get some rest.
First of all, y'all need to stop saying that she has health issues. I already told y'all what happened. She was trying to kneel during the national anthem, and her people grabbed her because they say, no, Hillary, this is too much pandering to black people.
No.
All right? So they would not let her kneel. That's what she was trying to
do. She's been coughing like crazy. She has some type of problem. She's been coughing like crazy a lot. And she passed out over the weekend. So we're just asking, does her health scare you? Will it affect your vote? I'll start with you, Angela Yee. Does it affect you? What do you think?
Well, I think according to her doctor, she has pneumonia. I do feel like anybody running for president, clearly they have a very extremely crazy schedule right now. She is all over the place. And they said she's rehydrated. She's recovering nicely. I don't think it's really going to affect how I vote. I definitely am not going to say, hey, I'm going to vote for Trump because Hillary Clinton has pneumonia and overheated.
Right. But it seems like she does have some type of problem, and she seems old. And I don't know. It makes me feel
Donald Trump is actually
like
older.
Same,
but he seems healthier. He looks healthier.
That is true.
He looks healthier.
Donald Trump does seem healthier. But first of all, it's other candidates out there. Like I'm actually looking at Gary Johnson right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's on the Libertarian Party. I don't know who I'm actually voting for.
Because I do want a healthy president. I want a president that's gonna do all 4 years. Yeah. I don't want somebody that's gonna look shaky in 2 years.
You think she's about to pass out?
I didn't say pass out.
I mean, Donald Trump is 70 years old, she's 68 years old, Hillary Clinton's 68 years old. So anything could happen to anybody.
And you know, the way I'm voting this year, I'm looking at the teams. I'm looking at people's vice presidents. I'm looking at who's surrounding them. And, you know, Hillary definitely has the best team.
She does.
You know?
And Bernie Sanders had a shot at it, and he was 75 years old, and he seemed a lot more sick than Hillary.
No, he did not. Don't you sit here and tell that lie. Bernie can Millie Rock. I seen Bernie Millie Rock in Harlem.
Yes.
And he didn't even call for nothing.
He didn't call.
He didn't breathe heavy or nothing.
Hey, we're talking about Hillary Clinton's health issues. What do you think?
Definitely that would affect my vote. What about the footage they have of her having a seizure?
Right.
The footage of her making speeches, and she's completely dumbfounded and loses track of what she's even saying.
Right. Okay, and well, guess what? Donald Trump always loses track of what he's saying.
I want to say something to switch Charlamagne.
Yes.
Why do you think it's okay for these guys, for these football players, to not stand up for the national anthem? Is that because of this whole black oppression?
Oh, gosh.
Yes, that's exactly why, sir.
you think those football players are part of black oppression? These guys are getting paid millions of dollars a year.
So what? So just because I'm getting paid millions of dollars a year, I shouldn't care about what's going on with poor and disenfranchised people in America, sir?
All right, well, we have our first black president, so that's a ton of black oppression right there, right?
Okay, so listen,
since we've had a black president, everything, it's never been worse for blacks as far as crime rate, as far as unemployment, housing, education.
Actually, unemployment got a whole lot better. But so you don't believe that there is police brutality, and you don't believe that blacks are oppressed at all?
Of course I do.
In this country.
Well, that's what they're standing up for. And that's what they're standing up for.
No, that's what they're sitting down for.
That's what they're sitting down for. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Terry. I'm calling from Duval County.
Duval! We're talking about Hillary Clinton's health issues. What do you think?
I think Hillary Clinton, she is getting up there in age. You know, she's been through a lot, like, politician-wise, and I don't think she's ready for this problem we got going right now. We need some fire in the White House, and we need, like, a fire up under somebody's behind. Like, we need somebody who's going to take care of this country. And Hillary Clinton is not in the position to where health-wise or politician-wise, in my opinion, is better than Donald Trump.
All right. She's a much better politician than Donald Trump. You know why? Because Donald Trump's not a politician.
Not at all.
Shut up.
800-585-1051. We're talking about Hillary Clinton. Does her health issue scare you? Will it affect your vote? 800-585-1051. She damn near fainted over the weekend.
She didn't faint. She was trying to kneel because the national anthem was playing, and her people grabbed her and said, "That's too much pandering, Hillary. Don't do it."
No, she damn near fainted.
And you guys, it doesn't matter how old you are. People get sick all the time.
Right, she's been sick
can
for
get
a long
pneumonia
time.
At any age.
Right, no, but she's been coughing and sick for a long time, it seems like it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't been sick in a minute. God bless me. Please, God, don't.
I just had a cold.
Well.
Thank goodness I'm feeling better.
800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, we're talking about Hillary Clinton. She has some health issues over the weekend, right, Yee?
Well, yeah, according to her doctor, she has pneumonia. She got overheated. She was dehydrated. But now she is fine. She just had to rest up a little.
Now, she's been coughing a lot recently, too. She coughed, what, over 2 minutes the other day or giving a speech?
Yeah, that was in Cleveland. That was a couple weeks ago.
The first time we saw her have a coughing fit was here on the Breakfast Club back in April. And by the way, nobody bought her no water when she went on
she definitely
that
coffee.
I was like, well, okay, nobody gonna give her no water.
But it was almost like when she coughed in the Breakfast Club, it was almost like a smoker's cough when I first started hearing her cough. Like, I was like, well, maybe she's a smoker.
Listen, man, I don't think she's having health issues. I think yesterday she honestly was trying to kneel for the national anthem.
Shut up.
You know, she was standing with Kaepernick and Brandon Marshall and the rest of those guys, and they wouldn't let her kneel. They grabbed her. They was like, no, you cannot pander to black people in this way, and they wouldn't let her kneel. That's what I really think happened. I'm sticking to that story.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Lou, West Palm Beach.
Hey, what do you think about Hillary Clinton's health scares and health issues?
What's up, Emmy? I think that bad situation. I think she's sick. I think it's horrible, you know what I'm saying, because I mean, it may come out later that she don't like to take her medicine. Kanye might come out stuff too. They don't. She don't like taking her medicine.
Like, why do we keep saying she has health issues when her doctor gave her a clean bill of health? Why are y'all saying this?
She did have pneumonia. And sometimes you get sick and you don't take care of yourself because you're like, I got to do this. I got to keep pushing. It's important. It's important. And sometimes you do need to just sit down for a minute.
So a doctor can't lie?
A doctor can definitely lie.
A doctor can lie. And as far as sitting down, she's the president. She can't sit. Why can't she sit? She got
to
be able to
move. She tried to sit down yesterday during the national anthem, and they wouldn't let her.
Every person in this world at some point or another gets a cold or gets sick and has to take a break.
She had that cough since April.
Yeah, and I ain't gonna lie, it's a difference between getting a cold and almost passing out.
Right.
You act like she's always coughing.
She is.
Put it like this. We've seen her publicly have coughing fits at least 4 to 5 times since April, right?
Yes.
And how many times has she been out publicly speaking?
And that's what I'm telling you. So if we've seen it that many times publicly, imagine how much she does it in private.
Right. People just don't cough for no reason. You just don't start coughing.
She said she has allergies.
All right.
I don't know about that. Yeah, that's a long year round for
allergies. I can go get me one of them B12 shots and be cool from allergies.
Hello, who's this?
This is Hakeem.
What's up, bro? What do you think about Hillary Clinton's health scares and health issues?
Man, I think everything about Ms. Clinton is scaring us. But now with these new updates with this quote-unquote crisis, I mean, with her health, I mean, I feel like she's been holding so much back from the public, and everything's just slowly coming to light. And Donald Trump called this out a long, long time ago, and we've seen all the, you know, videos on YouTube with her being sick. And now this pass out at the 9/11 memorial shows that something's very, very wrong with this woman, and she's holding it back. And she's supposed to run this critical time that we're in from a hospital bed. We need a commander-in-chief that's going to be able to stand the test of what's going on this nation and in this world. So, yes, everything that's going on with her, as far as his health, is a new thing for us to be worried about.
All right.
I got a lot of different thoughts on this, too, though, because I think about how she said back in, like, 92, she was taking hot sauce for her immune system.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to the point where you start doing stuff like taking hot sauce for your immune system, I mean, you tried a lot of other medicines and nothing else was quite working.
She should have seen Dr. Sebi.
And that was 1992. Yes.
She should have went to see Dr. Sebi.
God bless the dead, Dr. Sebi. I don't know, man. Hot sauce? Back in 92 for your immune system, after everything else you could have been taking?
That's
kind of like a last resort, but that Tabasco sauce, hot sauce, been keeping her alive this long.
My goodness.
Maybe they don't make hot sauce like they used to.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. It just makes me nervous. I mean, like you said, I would love to see if she does yoga, she does swim. I want to see videos of her doing it.
There's no such thing. Stop it. First of all, they don't make pantsuits for yoga. They don't make pantsuits for swimming. All right? Can you imagine Hillary Clinton swimming with a bathing suit on?
No.
And knowing Hillary, the way she liked to pander to black people, she wouldn't say she was swimming. She would say she's wading in the water.
Wade
in the water.
Wade
in the water, children, wade in the water. Trump's gonna put trouble in the water.
Yo, stop it, man. What's the moral of the story, you ass?
Oh, it's a moral? Oh, the moral of the story is he who has health has hope, and he who has hope has everything. Hillary, you better get healthy because people are losing hope in you fast.
All right. We got rumors coming up.
Yes, we'll give you an update on what's going on with Designer. After we left work on Friday, we found out that he was arrested, and it was all this stuff about him having a gun, weapons charges, drugs, and all of that. But we'll give you an update on what's going on. Also, Casper Smart is trying to get his boo back. He wants J-Lo back, but he made a huge mistake. We'll tell you what he did. And Derrick Rose issues his alleged rape case. Find out what other NBA player he is now naming.
All right, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report, rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, on Friday, TMZ broke the news that Designer had gotten arrested. They're saying that cops allegedly found drugs in the vehicle, Oxycontin, methadone, and illegal steroids. Also, he had a gun. Allegedly, he got into a road rage incident, and the driver of the other vehicle said that Designer waved a gun at him. Well, turns out that there was no gun recovered. Apparently, they were just taking the other driver's word that there was a gun waved in his direction. And according to Designer's lawyers, all of the drugs that were found in the car were prescription drugs that were legally obtained for somebody else that was in the vehicle.
So listen, police officers don't do investigations no more. All you got to do is just say somebody waved a gun at you and you just automatically go arrest the person?
Well, they definitely got to pull the car over if somebody said they waved a gun. But they said that a gun was found. Like, didn't they report that?
They said the DA dropped the gun charge. Authorities could not find a gun.
No, before that, because they had to arrest him. He was locked up. So why was he locked up if there was no gun?
He was locked up because the driver of the other vehicle said that Designer had a gun.
That's
and they
my
took
whole
that
point.
At face value.
No, the same thing that happened. Like they found a gun.
Same thing that happened with Chris Brown.
No, they never said that.
Same exact scenario that happened with Chris Brown.
Right. Well, here is Designer when he was released on bail.
They try to keep me in there, you feel me? You think, but when you do it right, you feel me, and keep me in the positive, they can't lock you down.
You think you're getting set up, man?
What? Listen,
he was in jail for 36 hours, and no gun was ever found. Like I said, it was just the driver of the other vehicle, which he should be able to press charges against the driver of the other
vehicle. He should
be
locked
up.
For
making a false report.
The police should lock him up for making a false report. He shouldn't even have to press charges. He should get locked up immediately for that.
Could you play that Designer clip again? You know what I realized about Designer?
What's that?
He's just a feeling.
What do you mean?
Like he's not to be, like when he says, you feel me, that's all you're supposed to do is feel him. Like, listen.
They try to keep me in there, you feel me? But when you do it right, you feel me, and keep me in the positive, they can't lock you down.
You think you're getting set up, man?
See, you felt that.
I did.
Don't try to understand what he's saying. Just feel it.
Mm.
All right, well, according to his lawyers, the pills that were found there were all legal. They were all prescribed to the driver. Designer didn't even know that they were in the car. His legal team also said it's just, a young man just enjoying his life, and he's successful. So people have an issue. It's time to embrace the true narrative of a young black man enjoying his success and working hard for a prosperous career.
Man, Designer, just tell the cops that the pills were Ritalin, man. They'll understand.
Well, it wasn't for him.
You can lie.
All right. Kendrick Lamar does not want Lil Wayne to retire. Lil Wayne had put out some tweets talking about that. And here he is in the studio, and he's talking about Weezy, who inspired him so much.
We're in the motherfucking studio. 5:30 in the motherfucking morning. Talking about retiring and that. Retire, quitting rap, whatever you want to call it.
But I know how to bust them in some glasses as hell. Boy, and I put that boy's son, yeah!
You talking about, boy? No, 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 no!
No.
No!
We get it, Kendrick.
No.
I'm not mad at that, man. I like seeing people pay respect to other people in that manner. There's nothing wrong with celebrating somebody you appreciate.
Right. All right. And Casper Smart is celebrating Jennifer Lopez. He appreciates her and he wants to get her back because they broke up. And guess what he did? He sent 2 dozen roses to her. But here's the issue.
He charged them on her credit card.
I knew it. $525.
I knew it.
No.
He placed a custom order and charged it to her. Come on.
Hey,
Casper.
Man, it's the thought that counts.
That is not thoughtful.
It's the thought that counts.
He ain't got no money. He gets all his money
exactly.
from her.
Exactly. She living off her anyway. He's that's just the thought that counts.
Yeah, he's a housewife.
Don't listen. Don't shower me with presents with my money, okay?
He ain't got no money.
I ain't got no money. Exactly. You know I ain't got no money.
It's our money.
Well, then he should have made a card or something like that.
Made a card.
You got me here for my penis and my mouth, clearly.
All right, Derrick Rose, his alleged rape case. Now he's talking about
terrible
other people.
Segue.
Now, here's the situation, okay? The accuser says that she was traumatized by the alleged gang rape, and she said that she's very prudish and sexually inexperienced. Well, according to Derrick Rose, that's a lie, and she actually had relations with Nick Young previously, as well as other NBA players. She has interacted with tons of celebrities and had sexual relationships with at least two other NBA players.
Derrick Rose said that?
Damn.
Derrick Rose ain't say that.
Well, it's in the court papers.
Derrick Rose dropping names on other people? You can't go out like that, bruh.
You're not trying to go out at all, that's
you
why.
You can't do that, man. Just pay the money.
I guess they have text messages, which proves that she has some type of relations with Nick Young, allegedly.
By the way, just
because she said, since you're going to Knicks, can you please tell him to give you my bra, LOL.
But just because she had sex with other basketball players don't mean that she can't be raped. Now, I don't think Derrick Rose didn't.
Well, I guess they're trying to go at her credibility, saying that she's not prudish and she's not sexually inexperienced like she's claiming to be. I don't think they're, you know.
What if those are the only people she ever had sex with? Nick Young, Derrick Rose, and a couple others.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what's going on, okay?
I'm just being objective here.
All right, well, that is
your rumor
report. And by the way, this was also happening while Nick Young was with Iggy. So.
Damn it, man. All right. Well, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Why you say yes like that?
Listen, just because I talk low, don't you start talking low back to me. Like that was not an invite for you to be all beige and stupid.
Yes. All right? Yes. Who are you giving that donkey to?
Oh, it's a pastor named James David Manning. This is actually a great segue because, you know, we sounded homosexual just now. We sounded gay talking to each other. And Pastor James David Manning hates gay people.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. Well, donkey, when we come back, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
Charlamagne, you are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
It's The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Monday, September 12th, goes to Pastor James David Manning. He is chief pastor at the All the Land Anointed Holy World Missionary Church in New York City. Now, through the church, Pastor Manning hosts an online series called The Manning Report, which features criticism on topics like the negative influence of black celebrities, the alleged criminal acts of President Barack Obama, and homosexuality. Pastor Manning has a lot of controversial views. He bites his tongue for no one, and I'm all for freedom of speech, but always remember, freedom of speech goes both ways, all right? People have the right to say what they want, and we have the right to give them the credit they deserve for the stupid stuff that they are saying. Now, I was on one of the most reputable news sources in the world today, worldstarhiphop.com, okay? And I saw this video of Pastor James David Manning throwing some very toxic rhetoric at homosexuals. Let's hear it.
God's going to put a cancer in the butthole of every sodomite. It'll burn and burn and burn.
What?
They won't be able to sit down because of the burning in their butthole. He's got a fire. He's got a flame coming out of his butthole. God's going to have a flame coming out of your butthole. If you thought that AIDS was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet until you see the flaming butthole. Your butthole will be flaming, and you will not be able to sit down until you have a flame coming out of your butthole, and there'll be people walking around all over America with flames coming out of their butthole. And everyone who takes it up the rear, everyone who has a injected in his butthole, when that comes out, the flame will start burning, because ain't nobody gonna stick no in that flame. That flame will be an eternal flame coming out of the butthole of every sodomite. And nobody will ever stick a in your butthole again because it will be on fire. You ain't seen nothing till you see the flame coming out of T.D. Jakes' butt. I'm lightning bug.
What? Now listen, I would be absolutely lying to the people if I said I didn't laugh and listen to this repeatedly over and over when I heard it. But this is absolutely wrong.
But.
Okay, I don't understand how people in the church, people of the cloth, can be so quick to condemn homosexuals when the Bible specifically says that we should not judge others. Pastor Manning, please turn to Matthew 7, verse 1 through 5 and read, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the method you use it will be measured by you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? In the case of Pastor James David Manning, why do you look at the speck of penis in your brother's brown eye and pay no attention to the fact that your brown eye stinks just like everybody else's? I don't know if homosexuality is a sin or not. I personally don't think it is. And even if I did agree with most religious folks and think it was a sin, who am I to judge? Especially when I'm not sure how God feels about any sin I've ever committed in my life. We have all done dirt, including you, Pastor James David Manning, and we just assume that God is going to accept our dirt over the dirt of the next man. Mm-mm. We really, truly don't know what God thinks, but I do know that the Bible talks about forgiveness an awful lot. In fact, First John chapters 1 through 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I can't for the life of me, figure out why pastors and people of faith think that forgiveness of sins applies to every sin but homosexuality, and B, why do you act like homosexuality is such a crime? Homosexuals aren't harming anyone. They just loving who they choose to love. Some of you religious folks try to classify homosexuality with murder and rape and kidnapping and strong-arm robbery. No, 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 no. And hey, I could be wrong about all of that, but even if I am, who am I to judge? Mm. That's God's job. Give Pastor James David Manning the biggest hee-haw, please. Now, once you accept...
There were no flames coming out of my butt.
Yeah, once you accept that Pastor James David Manning and what he's saying is absolutely wrong, once you get past that, that is absolutely the funniest minute and 37 seconds I have listened to in the past 2 weeks. I have listened to that video at least 7 times this morning. All right, can we just start off just a little bit at the beginning? Just a little bit at the beginning, please. Just a little.
God's going to put a cancer in the butthole of every sodomite. It'll burn and burn and burn. They won't be able to sit down because of the burning in their butthole. He's okay. Got a fire. He's got a flame coming out of his butthole. God's going to have a flame coming out of your butthole.
All right. Now.
That happens to me if I have pizza and I put too much of the crushed red peppers on it, because I like to put lots and lots of crushed red pepper on my pizza. And sometimes.
That happened to me yesterday because on Saturday night I had peanut punch and fig Newtons.
I had fire coming out of my butthole, too. I had jerk chicken.
Listen, I had oxtails, red beans and rice, peanut punch, and fig Newtons on Saturday. Sunday, I felt that same burning sensation coming out of my butthole.
Well, you know what y'all need to stop doing then.
Am I going to hell? Because the flames you see coming out of my butt had nothing to do with penis.
It was all jerk chicken.
Mine was Jamaican food and that peanut punch and fig Newtons, damn it. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when we come back. Stop like that, yo. We got to talk Black China, right?
Who is that?
Oh, yeah, so their show debuted last night. Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna's show is on now.
Did you see it?
I did see it, yes. I watched it.
Did I tell y'all her mama came up here last Friday?
She really did come.
Yeah, she came.
For what?
What was the problem?
She wanted to meet me.
About what?
I don't know.
She hood.
She said you was talking about her or something. I never heard you talk about her.
I know, that was all a lie. She used that to talk to me. But
so did you spoke to her?
I spoke to her.
What'd she say?
I don't know. She's shooting a movie or something. She looked just like Blac Chyna.
Really?
Ass and all.
Really?
Definitely her mom.
She's like older Blac Chyna.
All right.
One thing for sure, two things for certain, Young Thot's going to grow up to be Old Thot. So let's keep putting that out there right there.
Well, they were talking about mama boys on the show, right, Yee?
Yes, apparently Rob Kardashian is a mama's boy. He tells his mom everything, and Blac Chyna is fed up about it.
Well, we have audio. Let's hear the audio.
Mama's boy like Rob? Serious mama's boy. Like,
I hope so.
Rob, are you hungry? Gonna call my mom. Rob, what's your favorite cake? This coffee cake that my mom used to make.
Rob has been babied by his mom and his sisters, and it's just a little bit different for me because I wasn't like raised like that.
Well, I know you wasn't raised like that because your mom's still in the streets. I saw her last week.
Stop it. 800-585-1051. Ladies, can you deal with a mama's boy?
Being a mama's boy?
Is your girl mad that you're a mama's boy too? Call us up right now. 800-585-1051. Can you deal with a mama's boy, ladies and fellas? Is your girl mad that you're a mama's boy,
every
too?
Every man should be a mama's boy. You shouldn't want to deal with a man who's not a mama's boy.
You don't want somebody that calls
some
mama
for everything.
Some
people take it to the next level,
yeah, that's a little far. You want something to eat? Well, let me call my mama. Now, that's a little too far. But 800-585-1051. Call
us
right now.
What if his mom lives with you? Whew.
That's way too far. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Khaled Drake for free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking mama boys. All right, now, ladies, would you
Mama's boy.
I said mama's boy, didn't I?
No.
Oh, anyway, 800-585-1051. Ladies, would you date a mama's boy? And fellas, are you a mama's boy and ladies hate you or your girl hates that about you? Call us up right now. Now, this all comes from the Black China and Rob show that was on yesterday. I didn't see it.
Yes, it debuted last night. Uh-huh. And she was talking about how Rob is a mama's boy. Every decision that he makes, he runs it by his mom. Even the sex of their child, she didn't want to tell anybody. And, of course, he went and told his mom, even though they had agreed not to say anything.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. That's his damn mama, man. You was in that lady's stomach for 9 months. She pushed you out of that vagina or, in some cases, had a C-section. There is nobody on this planet that is closer to you than your mama.
But let's play the audio.
Mama's boy like Rob.
Rob, are you hungry? Gonna call my mom.
Rob has been babied by his mom and his sisters, and it's just a little bit different for me because I wasn't like raised like that.
Oh, look, he's calling me. Hi, Rob. What are you doing?
I just finished talking to my mom, but...
Damn. What's so funny about that?
Because he always called his mom.
I guess
your
mama.
That's a little too much.
He happened to call right while they were talking about him being a mama's boy.
Yeah, that's a little too much to call your mom for everything.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm at the age in my life where I am really a mama's boy simply because my mother is getting older, and you just never know. And I like to talk to my mom as much as possible, and I wish I could be up under her as much as possible.
I never thought of you as a mama's boy, though. I'll say that.
I mean, we all should be mama's children, boys, girls, like, that's your mama.
I think there's different levels to it. Like, my boyfriend's a mama's boy as far as, like, he loves his mom. He talks to her almost every day.
As you should.
But he doesn't call her for every decision that he makes in his life.
Yeah, that's a little different. I speak to my mom damn near every day,
and
twice
I think
a day,
in a relationship, when you're with somebody and that person's your significant other, there's certain things between the two of you that you might not want him to tell his mom it's for you in a relationship.
Now, you just hit on something. Let's talk about the relationship.
Right.
Now, when you get you a good woman, a good significant other, a good mate, a good wife, she is supposed to kind of not take the place of the mother, but kind of fill that void.
But she does.
So if Black China may not be as motherly as Rob expects her to be.
You know? But he did say that part of the reason why he's with her is because she sees how he treats her son, and he wants to have a child with her because he loves the way that she treats her son. So she is motherly.
But Charlamagne said something right. Like if I'm out and about in a restaurant and I'm thinking about what I'm going to get, I'm not calling my mother, but I'll call my wife and hey, babe, what do you think I should get off this menu? I don't call my mom.
And your wife, in a lot of ways, directs you the way your mother would.
Right.
You know what? He don't know what he want, but he does like this. Boom. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
See, I think
wipe
you
your little mouth
that,
when you got something on your mouth.
That's right.
When you ain't
looking
right.
I think you want somebody that loves and respects their mom. But, like, if you watch Think Like a Man and you remember Terrence J's character on that show and he was a real mama's boy, sometimes it can be a little bit interfering in the relationship.
That was a bit extreme. I ain't never seen nothing like that in real life.
But let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa from Boston.
Hey, Lisa, can you deal with a mama's boy?
Yes, I can. I'm actually dating a mama's boy right now.
How bad is it?
And I will... It's disadvantages and advantages. You know, I like the fact that he has this respect for women because of it. But, like, he tells his mother everything, like, all our business. So she's always, like, meddling, and she doesn't like me because of the things that he's told her in the past. So it's like they're like, best friends, but it's annoying.
I can see that.
Has the mama given you any tips on how to get better fellatio?
The mama don't talk to me. She don't give me no tips about nothing.
The problem is if they get into a little spat and then he runs and tells his mom, but then they make up. Now his mom is going to be side-eyeing her when that's something they should have handled on their own.
That's true. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Eva.
Hey, mama. Now, can you deal with a mama's boy?
I'm not going to lie. When I first met my husband and we started dating, it kind of got on my nerves a little bit. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, damn, can you do anything without consulting with your mom? But I have two sons of my own. I have a daughter, too. But when it comes to my sons, I could understand why
I would want to have that same relationship with my son when they get older. Like, yes. I would like for them to come to me for everything.
Not even just with your son, with your kids, period. We should all be up under our mamas until we can't be up under our mamas
no
more.
It's a little too much sometimes. Like now that she said that, my son is so under gear. It's ridiculous. He calls
his
mom for everything. He's 12.
12.
He calls his mom for everything.
As he should.
If he gets a cut, he'd be like, Mom, just cut my arm.
That's his mom.
Are you bleeding? Are you dying?
Do you understand moms are the closest thing we got to God on this planet?
He goes a little too far, too.
No, he doesn't, man. We came out of their vaginas. They carried us for 9 months. That's a bond.
We'll go to McDonald's and he'll be like, ask mom what I want.
That's real.
Ask you, little nigga.
No, ask mama. Mama, no.
I think there's a difference. We all want a man that loves his mom, respects his mom, because you could tell a lot about a man by the way he treats his mom.
If he doesn't love
a relationship, there's some things that are just between the two of you.
Man, if he doesn't love the vagina he came out of, then he can never truly love
my
you.
My son will call my wife about Victor Cruz scoring, and my wife don't care about football.
So what?
Oh my God!
You sound a little bitter, Envy. You sound jealous.
Why are we mad between the connection between a mother and children? Like, I don't get that.
585-1051. Can you deal with a mama's boy? And fellas, is your girl mad that your mama, that you are a mama's boy? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. 56. That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about the Rob and Blac Chyna show that came on last night. Yee, you seen it, right?
Yes, and she was complaining that he's a mama's boy. He calls his mom for everything. And we're going to talk about mama's boy. You know, my boyfriend's a mama's boy. He loves his mom, but he doesn't take it too far. He talks to her almost every day, but I feel like, you know, he doesn't go to her for every little thing.
Yeah, you saying you keep saying your boyfriend?
Yeah, he's a mama's boy, too.
Oh, shucks, ye got a boo. Ye got a bae. Ye bae.
So the question is,
you are so immature.
Can you deal with a mama's boy? 800-585-1051. Ye says, yes, she's dealing with a mama's boy. You like it, right?
Yeah, I think it's good. But it's not like to the next level. It's not as bad as every little decision he got to call his mom.
Listen, I don't have problems with sons being mama's boys, and I don't mind young ladies being daddy's girls. Those are our parents. And one thing I realize as I get older, our parents are getting older too. So I think you should spend as much time with your parents as you possibly can.
Imagine if your wife told her dad everything, and even when you do stupid stuff, and now she done went and told her dad, and now the dad don't like you.
She do, and you know what the dad be saying to her? You know what my father-in-law says?
What?
You got to listen to your husband. Straight up.
Hey, can you deal with a mama's boy?
Oh, my God, no. I dated a Hispanic mama's boy, and let me tell you, there is nothing worse than that.
she tried to make him wear white jeans all the time.
What happened?
Oh, my God. His grandma used to fold his clothes and put them away. Everything. Like, you dating him, the mama, and the grandma. It's terrible.
You didn't like it, huh?
Yeah, but them empanadas fire, though.
The empanadas is fire. Hello, who's this?
Hello, hey, this is Faye from Brooklyn.
Hey, mama, can you deal with a mama's boy?
No, I had to actually divorce my husband over it.
His family,
he was a family's boy. Like, his whole family knew our business. Nothing was sacred.
Damn. You just ain't like that, man. Don't blame it on that. Because how can you be mad at a person for being in love with his family? That's his family.
Well, because I felt like once he took the vows, I came first, and I never did. But he always was a pleasing them. It was all about pleasing them. I don't think he understood how to break away from him, but I knew how to break away from him.
See, that's the problem.
Okay,
that's the problem with a lot of y'all. Y'all be putting numbers on things. First of all, you shouldn't be saying whether you first or second when it comes to the mama or the kids or anything. You just in the starting rotation, boo.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Keisha from the Bronx.
Hey, can you deal with a mama's boy?
I mean, I've been doing it for 10 years, but it's really annoying now. Like, I had enough. It's really annoying. Like, you go
what's
to your
so,
mom
like,
for
what
everything.
Do you, what do you mean? What's so bad about it?
All right, his mom pays his cell phone bill.
How old is he?
He's 29 years old.
Wow.
She pays his car note. I mean, his car insurance is under her name, which most guys has it like that anyway. She cooks for him every other day. I mean, he calls her about anything and everything. If we don't have any clothes for the kids for school, he'll call his mom and I'll put it on her credit card.
That's what moms are there for, though, not for nothing.
No, not for nothing. It sounds like you a slack-ass wife. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Nothing, like, you can't get it yourself. Like, it's not like he has his own money, but he'd rather use his mother's.
What about you, though? Why he ain't spending none of your money?
But as a
why
man,
you ain't cooking?
Doing his part, too.
Why you ain't cooking?
I cook.
Maybe he don't like my food.
Well, you know what? Like I said before, you sound like a slack-ass wife.
What? Come on, my son. I don't have no complaints from my son, but if it's not good enough for him, he's used to what his mama gives him. Maybe he should be sleeping with his mother and not me.
I heard your son loves grandma more than mama. That's what I heard.
He actually does.
See?
You
know what? We need to talk.
We're not talking about that this morning, though, Charlamagne.
Damn.
Right.
Yes, we are. I'm all signs point to you being the problem.
Damn it, man.
We're talking about mama boys. We're not talking about which grandma likes who. No, we're not talking about that.
Does grandma like you?
Yeah, grandma loves me.
You sure?
Yeah, because I take care of some like she do, but it's not enough for him. He wants both of us.
He got both of
y'all. I don't see the problem. That's the beauty of having your mama and your wife. You should have both.
Yeah, my son goes a little too far, like I said before. There's things that's a little too far.
You sound jealous.
I'm not.
He does seem jealous, though.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is if a man doesn't love the vagina he came out of, then he can never truly love you.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
All right. Yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we are going to talk about Bobby Shmurda. He has been sentenced. We'll tell you what his plea is. Also, we have a really cute story. I loved watching this. Beyonce, her dance captain, had a surprise on stage while she was performing. It was so cute in St. Louis.
All right, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Bobby Shmurda has been in jail. He's been arrested since December 2014 on gang conspiracy and gun and drug charges. Now, according to city prosecutors, he was the driving force and organizing figure behind a Crips offshoot known as GS9. Okay. Well, it turns out that initially he pled not guilty to all charges, but over the weekend, he took a plea deal that was offered by prosecutors. Now he's getting a 7-year prison sentence, which is a lot less than he could have potentially gotten if he had gone to a jury trial.
Yeah.
That was going to start on today, actually. It was supposed to start. So he and his two co-defendants, Rowdy Rebel and Nicholas McCoy, each pled guilty to fourth-degree conspiracy and second-degree criminal weapons possession.
Did they ever say what Rowdy got?
I think they all got the same thing. Yeah, they each pleaded guilty to the same thing.
Oh, listen, I'm happy for Bobby Shmurda. I'm happy for Rowdy Rebel. He's still got a chance to make something of his life. He's only, like, what, 21? So he do that time serve. He'd be like, what? I don't know.
Well, he already did two years. So if he gets 7 years with good behavior, that's 5.5. He did 2. He probably have to do 3.
Hey, man, I'm happy for the brother. He's still going to have...
Yes, there's 5 years left on his sentence. And the way the deal was structured, both Bobby Shmurda and his two co-defendants had to accept it, all of them, or else none of them could accept it.
I've seen people involved in that situation get football numbers. 70 years, absolutely. 80 years, 90 years. 7 years is great. That young man will still be able to come home and make something of himself. Yeah. And I don't judge people on things like that because Malcolm X was once Malcolm Little, so you don't know what a person is going to be.
He was a good kid, man. But we'll see him in a couple years, I'm sure.
All right. Well, for Chris Brown, no more parties at Chris Brown's house. Apparently now he is enforcing a strict guest policy at his mansion. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the crew has to know that it's very serious now. No more parties. And if you bring anybody to the house, because he does have his friends that live there, a couple of his boys, they have to submit a guest list in writing. They also have to describe who these people are. And he has to decide whether or not he wants them in his house once he gets that description. And then guests also cannot bring any drugs or any liquor. Everything has to be stuff that he has in his house that he obtained. So those are the new rules if you want to go to Chris Brown's house. You probably won't get in.
Sounds about right to me.
Nelly, he owes about $2.4 million in federal taxes.
That's a lot of money.
Woo, ain't that a lot? Well, apparently they said Nelly is already working with tax authorities to resolve the issues. But that's a lot of money, and they said interest is pretty big on that, too. He's got state tax problems and all of that, federal problems. They said the IRS could start seizing his assets and property if they so chose.
Impotence in the IRS is all I fear, man. I could deal with almost anything else. I don't want neither one of those things.
Mm-mm.
This is one of the cutest things I saw this weekend. Beyonce, her dance captain, got an engagement ring. One of... Her choreographer actually went over to the dance captain and asked the question during the show in St. Louis during the Formation World Tour. And then, it was really cute on stage. He proposed to her. And then after that, they started dancing to Single Ladies and she was showing off her ring. So congratulations to Ashley Everett.
Congrats to them.
Let's not act like that wasn't pre-planned. Now, you just don't, I don't care if you're part of the team or not, you just don't interrupt Beyonce.
Oh, hell no.
Miss Pinkett
well,
Smith
Winfrey
knows Carter.
He planned it with Beyonce. He planned That's to right. come out and propose with Beyonce. She looked genuinely, Ashley looked genuinely surprised.
That's right. You just right? don't interrupt the Queen's performance.
Not at all.
And Dwight Howard was hospitalized last night. He felt sick on an airplane. He was going to Atlanta. And they said he was suffering from dehydration. He's expected to be released from the hospital this morning. He just completed a 10-day promo tour in China. He had posted all these videos showing him working with the shooting coach and all of that. So
a little
he
tired.
Should be okay.
You go yeah. to China to learn how to shoot?
I guess it was a shooting coach that he went there to go see. Okay. All right. And that is your... Boy, no sympathy for the man who's in the hospital.
Nope.
Come on.
As soon as you said of Atlanta, I started thinking about all the flaming buttholes. And I'm going back to Pastor James Manning's rabbit hole of his flaming buttholes.
Okay.
Pastor James Manning said that your butthole will have so many flames shooting out of it that you're going to have to wear an asbestos diaper. This guy is something else.
He's crazy.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Thank you, Yeezy. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. And shout out to our Revolt family. We'll see you tomorrow.